time again. This Yankee game is brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who for the 27th consecutive year has been Major League Baseball's longest continuous radio and television sponsor. And by P. Ballantyne & Sons, brewers of today's great Valentine beer, the beer golden mellow from the golden harvest. Well, a look at the field tells us it won't be long before the cry of play ball. So I hope you're all set to enjoy this ball game with a one beer golden mellow from the golden harvest. Today is Valentine. Enjoy the crisp, clean, naturally more refreshing taste of golden mellow Valentine beer. This broadcast is brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and the P. Ballantyne & Sons of Newark, New Jersey, in cooperation with Sports Network and by authority of the Yankees. It's intended solely for the private enjoyment of you, our listening audience, and any rebroadcast or other use of this play-by-play description without the express consent of the Yankees is prohibited.
We'll play Ralph Perry. And before we get to the batting order, two things. One, Whitey Ford will not be able to pitch today. The muscle injury he sustained in his last outing when he pitched no-hit ball for seven innings. And had to depart. That was against the Angels on the 22nd of May. It was a day-to-day proposition. Whitey was expected to pitch, but he will not, due to that shoulder strain suffered in that game. And Bob Turley will work the second game of the doubleheader. Paul Poinciak figures to work for the Detroit Tigers. And the other is feeling that we all have for Al Kaline, who, in making a spectacular play that ended yesterday's game, suffered a fractured shoulder blade right near the socket of it up on top, as I talked to the Tiger trainer, just to give you a general idea, not the technical report. And so Al may be out anywhere from 6 weeks to eight. And now the Yankees are taking the field. The Tigers will line up with Wood second, Bruton center, Maxwell right, Cash first, Colavito in left, McAuliffe third, Fernandez short, Brown catching, Larry pitching. The Yankees, Richardson second, Tresh short, Pepitone first, Maris center, Blanchard right, Barra left, Howard catching, Boyer third, Terry pitching, and now our national anthem. Detroit Tigers, Larry and Brown, and for New York, Terry and Howard. And the best battery of them all, baseball and Valentine beer. For those of you who didn't get yesterday's scores, Washington defeated Cleveland last night 8-6, so that the Yanks and Indians are still deadlocked for first. Minnesota beat Chicago 4-1 to move within a game of first place. Kansas City 8, Los Angeles 7, Boston 12, Baltimore 6. And the Tigers beat the Yankees 2-1. In the National League, San Francisco beat the Mets 7-6 in 10 innings. Enjoying a game and a half lead over Los Angeles. Winners over Philadelphia 6-3. Cincinnati beat Chicago 11-6 last night. St. Louis 4. Milwaukee 3 last night. The Cardinals are third, 4.5 out. And Houston shut out Pittsburgh last night 2-0. Today, Roberts against DeLock, Baltimore at Boston, Cleveland and Washington, Perry against Daniels. And in the National League, we have nothing to report thus far. So we're all set for the start of the first game of the doubleheader at Yankee Stadium with Jake Wood, whose triple yesterday drove in one run and set up the second, which he scored on a sacrifice fly hit by Bruton, which was sufficient to enable the Tigers to take the Yankees 2-1 for the second straight day by a one-run score. Cherry's pitch is swung on, bounced foul down the third baseline. Strike one. Farrah in left, Maris in center, Blanchard in right. Boyer back at third after having been out of action for a while as a result of being hit by a pitch on the left wrist. May 23rd. Ralph Perry's delivery is low and outside. Dick Wood had a bunting notion. Counts 1-1. Ralph Perry has a record of 5-4. One ball, one strike. And the pitch to the right-hand batter is in there. Strike two. Johnny Rice of Chicago is back of the plate. Joe Paparella of Ironton, Pennsylvania is umpiring at first base. Next pitch is swung on and popped high and foul near the stands. Howard is under it and has it. There's one away. Billy Bruton. Pitch to Bruton is fouled to the left of the plate. Strike one. Pitch is swung on and foul off the plate. Strike two, nothing in two. Bruton batting 294. Wants the plate umpire, looks the ball over. From Daytona Beach, Florida, umpiring at second. Here's the pitch, and flown inside. He's originally from Nebraska. And Hank Soar, up Rhode Island way, is umpiring at third. He's born in Austin, Rhode Island, lives in Pawtucket. The 1-2 pitch, change up outside, ball 2-2. Charlie Maxwell is on deck. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Carry to the windup, and the pitch swung on and fouled to the right of the plate. Slow curve over toward the Yankee dugout. Manager Ralph Howard stealing the ball as it came right across the top step. A 2-2 count. George Myatt coaching at third base. Phil Cavaretta at first. The 2-2 delivery, and Bruton swings and misses. Strike three. Fastball struck him out. With two away, up comes Charlie Maxwell. who has not been in many games this year. He's appeared in 9, set 1 for 7, and used, of course, largely as a pinch hitter. But as you fans who follow the game very closely know, Charlie Maxwell has had many of his best days against the Yankees, and here at Yankee Stadium, too. The pitch swung on. There's a drive. It's deep to right field. Blanchard has got a bead on it, right at the barrier, and has it. Charlie Maxwell almost got his, remember, the usual Sunday homer, Charlie Maxwell, one or more. First pitch, and Blanchard had to back up to the barrier for it. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of the first half of the first inning, Detroit nothing, and New York coming to bat.
Enjoy today's Valentine beer and taste how golden mellow good a beer can be.
Golden Harvest.
Golden mellow good from the Golden Harvest.
Golden Harvest.
Refreshing and mellow from the Golden Harvest.
Golden Harvest. Golden mellow. Valentine beer.
Barley, specially grown. Hop, mellow 2 weeks longer on the vine. That's the Golden Harvest for Golden Mellow Valentine beer. Next time, better make it Valentine. America's finest since 1840.
So have a cold and golden Valentine. From Valentine's Golden Harvest time. Refreshing and mellow every time. Golden mellow. Valentine, Valentine beer.
Half the first inning at Yankee Stadium, Frank Larry doing the pitching, making his 6th start of the season only. Last year, Frank, was quite active, having a real good year. He was in 36 games, won 23, lost 9. Four of his wins came over the Yankees, against whom he has a lifetime record of 28-10. Bobby Richardson up. The Tiger right-hander's pitch is swung on and hit up into the air into right field. And Charlie Maxwell makes the catch and is one away. Frank Larry was out of action from April 26th until May 15th because of a sore shoulder. He worked on May 20th against the Indians. Only went 2 innings. He beat the Yankees April 13th. 5-3, he went 7 innings. Tom Trash at bat. Larry's pitch in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Larry's next delivery. Curve is low, ball one. 1-1. Strike. And the next pitch. It's outside. Ball 2-1. Joel Pepitone to follow. Now the 2-1 pitch. Curve is swung on. Little dribbler hit by the mound. Coming in fast as Wood up with it. Close to first in time on our great play. Jake Wood taking a base hit away from Tom Trash, making a very difficult play. The ball was just a trickler by the mound. Wood came in from deep second, and on the dead run, leaning over, scoops the ball up and flips across the letters to the bag and just got Trash by a step as Norm Cash stretched to receive the throw to make the difference. Now here's Joe Pepitone. Hitting 278. Two away. Pitch to the left-hand batter. Swung on line to right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell throws on in to Jake Wood. Pepitone lines a single to right. And up comes Roger Maris. Hitting 273. first inning. 2 away. Larry's pitch over the outside corner, strike one. Colavito in left, Bruton in center, Maxwell in right. McAuliffe third, Fernandez short, Wood second, Cash first, and Brown back to the plate. Joe Pepitone, who just singled, has had 8 hits in his last 19 times at bat. Pepitone leading away from first. The pitch to Maris, swung on and hit foul beyond third, out of play. Strike two, nothing in two. The last half of the first inning. Frank Larry ready. Throws over to first instead. Pepitone's back. Tigers are not playing the overshift on Maris. Larry sets, delivers, and the pitch is outside as a fastball. Up to now, Larry has not done too much firing for the strike. It may be because of the arm ailment, which has hampered him earlier in the season. He showed him the fastball there, but made it bad. And the pitch swung on as a tap to short, taken by Fernandez. Sits on second for the fourth out of Pepitone. And the side is retired. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left on. And at the end of the first inning, Detroit nothing, and New York nothing. From Baltimore at Boston, Roberts against DeLodge, Cleveland at Washington, Perry against Daniels. We still have no score. That's all we have to report at the moment. I want to remind you about the big date coming up at Yankee Stadium, their 16th annual Old Timers Day, Saturday afternoon, July the 28th. Reuniting the two Major League All-Star teams of 25 years ago, circa 1937. In addition to honoring the four new members of the Hall of Fame, Bob Feller, Jackie Robinson, Bill McKechnie, and Eddie Rouse. 25 years ago this summer at Old Griffith Stadium in Washington, the American League All-Stars defeated the cream of the National League 8-3 in the fifth Midsummer Dream Game. Lefty Gomez the winner, Digidine the loser. And the National League was managed by Bill Terry and the American League by Joe McCarthy, both of whom have been invited to repeat those assignments on this quarter century observation of that All-Star game. So we hope that you'll be on hand that day. The White Sox will be here for the regular game, Saturday, July the 28th. Norm Cash leads off in the second inning for Detroit. Ralph Carey's pitch swung on, popped up, scored third. Boyer backing up, but it is Trash who has the beat on it, and he makes the catch. Trash caught it in behind Boyer. Plate was shading in a little, just in case Cash leading off had some sort of bunting notion. Rocky Colavito batting 221. Cash was hitting 228. The pitch to Rocky is a little high, perhaps a little inside. Ball one. Dick McAuliffe on deck. Rocky got off to a rocky start, but over the last 9 games or so, he's begun to hit like the clouding Colavito we know. Now the pitch. Swung on. There's a high fly to deep left. Yogi moving under it. Waiting, and he makes the catch. Two down. Up comes Dick McAuliffe, a native of Hartford, a resident of Unionville, Connecticut, whose home run drove in 3 runs in the first inning Friday night. Tigers edge the Yankees 5-4. The left-hand batter, stockily built, holds the bat high and off the left shoulder. Chokes on the bat just a little. The pitch is a curveball in, strike one. Nothing in one. No score. We're in the first half of the second. Boyer in close, wide of third. The next pitch is a changeup. It's hit foul beyond third. McAuliffe will hit to the opposite field. He saw that change of pace and he tried to hit it into the left field area. Now the two strikes, as all batters will do, go with the pitch. Here it is, fastball swung on and hit high in the air to left center. Maris and Barra, and Yogi says, I'll take it, and he does. And so the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on at the end of an inning and a half. Detroit nothing and New York nothing. But now let's talk about something. Gold and mellow good Ballantine. Wherever people have a thirst, wherever the best is ready to pour or ready to go, you'll find Ballantine beer getting the nod. Last night we had the privilege of addressing the New Jersey State Junior Chamber of Commerce in convention assembled down at Asbury Park. And we were delighted to observe all the bright new labels. And the Golden Harvest is why every drop of today's great Ballantine beer is brewed from selected grains of choice barley, specially grown and gathered from costlier premium hops that are vine ripened and mellowed 2 weeks longer. 2 weeks longer than the hops that go in any other beer. Only Ballantine brews in this Golden Harvest, and that's why only Ballantine tastes so mellow good, crisp, clean, naturally more refreshing. This month of May is National Tavern Month, so I hope you'll drop in to your friendly tavern and ask the man for Ballantine. Have a good visit. Blanchard leads off in the last of the second for New York. The pitch is swung on line into right field for a base hit. Charlie Mackerel whips the throw back into Jake Wood. John Blanchard hits the first pitch to right. And here's Yogi Berra. Batting 185. Blanchard 235. Elston Howard on deck. Tigers nothing, Yankees nothing. It's the second inning. Frank Larry gets the sign from Dick Brown. Takes the stretch. And the pitch to Berra in there for a strike. Yogi telegraphed the take. Swung around just a bunch. And they knew he wasn't about to be funny. Nothing and one to count on Yogi. Larry again to his stretch. And the pitch. Swung on, foul to the left of the plate, out of play. Nothing and two. Those of you who have been following these games of the Tigers closely may be conscious of the fact it seems to be a definite pitching pattern. Naturally, a pitcher's got to have his stuff on that given day, but they've been staying right ahead of the hitters, putting it in there. Here's the two-strike pitch. Yogi swings, bounces to Cash, steps on first, throws to second. Fernandez, a tag of Blanchard, double play. And in many instances, not wasting pitches. So Berra bounces into the double play. Cash taking the hopper, stepping on first, throwing down to Fernandez to put the tag on Blanchard for the double play. With two away, here now is Elston Howard, hitting 248. No score, it's the last of the second. Larry into the windup, and the pitch is outside, ball one. One ball, no strike. And the next pitch. Curveball in there, strike one, one and one. Frank has always said, I've had lots of occasions to talk with him. He just has confidence against the Yankees. Here's the pitch. Swung on line. Off the glove. Jake Wood have made a diving effort at the ball, but he didn't quite come up with it. If he had, you'd have heard this crowd roaring. He dove for the ball. Gets up, brushing the dirt off the front of his uniform. I didn't think he'd ever get that close to it. And a line drive through the middle, and he dove and got a glove on him. Couldn't hold it. The base hit for Howard. And here's Fleet Boyer coming up, batting 311. Tigers and Yankees scoreless. It's the second inning. Frank Larry's pitch, curve, low outside. One ball, no strike. The Tiger right-hander delivers. Fastball outside, ball two. Now, Frank has always had the good skills. And it was a source of wonderment to many people why Frank wasn't close to a 20-game winner almost every year. But when it come to pitching against New York, he had that little extra desire. 2-0 pitch swung on to high fly ball into right center. Charlie Maxwell moves over under it and makes the catch, and the side's retired. No runs, two hits. No errors, and one left on. At the end of two innings, no score, the Yankees having the game three hits. Of course, last year, Frank proved the point. He won 23 games and has been a 20-game winner before that. In 1956, he was a 21-game winner. And he had years of winning 16 and 17 and 15. Overall, Frank Larry, going into this year, had won 117 games and lost 93. And this year, he's 1-2. On the Ballantyne scoreboard, Baltimore nothing, Boston batting in the first inning. Roberts against the lock. Cleveland knocked out Benny Daniels in the first inning and scored two runs. Ed Hobaugh coming in to relieve Daniels. Jim Perry pitching for Cleveland. Minnesota, Chicago, scheduled for a doubleheader. But the activity is delayed because of rain. Los Angeles, Kansas City, scheduled for two. In the National League, New York at San Francisco, Philadelphia at Los Angeles, scheduled for doubleheaders. Pittsburgh at Houston, Chicago, Cincinnati, single game. Milwaukee at St. Louis, about to begin, single game. Shaw and Gibson. We move to the third inning of the first game at Yankee Stadium. Chico Fernandez up. He swings the first pitch, hits it the third. Two hops. Boyer flips it on to Pepitone. One away. Fernandez bouncing out to third. Now Dick Brown. Hitting 252. Fernandez is hitting 259. Pitch fastball, a little high, perhaps a little outside. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch, fastball is inside, around the knees, ball two. Detroit and New York scoreless. It's the first half of the third inning. First game of the doubleheader. The Tigers, winning two in a row, have moved to within three games of first place. They've begun to roll. The 2-0 pitch swung on, lined in the left, and it's going to be in there for a hit. Barrett takes on the hop. Brown turns first and holds up with a long single to left. They first hit off Ralph Perry. Now here's Frank Larry, who's had 2 for 8. And on occasion has won his own ball game against New York. Call, I think it was last year, hit one into the stands here to win a tight duel. Dick Wood on deck. So with one out, Dick Brown on first. No score. Poyer shortened up at third. Ralph Carey gets the sign from Ellie Howard. Into the stretch. And the pitch. It's low, ball one. There was no indication of any bunt by Larry. Now he turns and looks at George Myers coaching at third to see if Bob Schepping has ordered any change in assignment. One ball, no strikes. Ralph Carey delivers. The pitch is a curve high and inside, ball two. And again, Larry is ready to swing. Two balls, no strikes. Now, Ralph Carey hollers something to Poyer. Two balls, no strikes, one out. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike, two and one. A low fastball, low in the strike zone. Baltimore-Boston scoreless at the end of the first inning. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back behind the plate over towards Jake Wood in the on-deck circle. Who makes a one-handed catch. Two balls, two strikes. Dick Brown on first. One out, third inning, no score. Ralph Carey delivers and Frank Larry swings and lines it into center for a base hit. Taken on the first hop by Maris. Brown stops at second. Maris throws into Tom Stretch. So Frank Larry got his pitch and lines a single to center. And now the Tigers have something brewing with Jake Wood coming up. Billy Bruton to follow. With one out, they get their first two hits off Ralph Carey. Right-hand batter, swung on, hit by third to left field for a base hit. Dick Brown rounds third, and he heads on in to score. Larry stops at second. 1-0, Detroit. Three straight base hits off Ralph Carey. Jake Wood. Rams won by Cleet Poyer, scoring Dick Brown. Wood's 14th run batted in. And here's Billy Bruton, struck out in the first inning. Charlie Maxwell to follow, and the Yankee bullpen gets the call. Larry leading away from second, Wood from first. One out, and the pitch in there. Strike one, nothing in one. Tex Clevinger starts to warm up for New York. Pitch to Bruton, swung on, bounced foul. Down to Phil Cavaretta, first base coach. Strike two, nothing in two. Nothing in favor of the Tigers. It's the first of the third. Dick Brown having scored. Frank Larry is on second. Jake Wood on first. The left hand hitting Bill Bruton up. Now the pitch. Fastball. It's in there. Call strike three. Got the inside corner of the fastball. Here's Charlie Maxwell, who sent a Blanchard to the right field bullpen gate for his fly in the first inning. Norm Cash on deck. Two on, two out, one in. Charlie Maxwell digs in, left-hand batter, and the pitch. Curve outside, ball one. Charlie's a fastball hitter, basically. But you can't hang a curve on anybody. It's a great invitation. Ralph ready, and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Throw down to second. Frank Larry gets back. One and one the count on Charlie Maxwell. Shouted him with a fastball. He took a real good cut. While Maxwell has played as a full hitter, he can ride that curveball or the pitch away from the opposite field. But he's trying right now with two mates on, two outs to pull. And the pitch. Swung on, hit to the box. He hit right off the end of the bat. Terry throws to Pepitone. Maxwell is retired, and so are the Tigers. One run, three hits, no errors, and two left on. Threw him a fastball. It sailed away from him. Hit it right off the end of the bat. You can hear the bat crack. At the end of two and a half innings, Detroit 1, New York nothing.
So golden mellows good. Today's Valentine beer. Have you tried it? So golden mellows good.
Golden mellow, Valentine, Valentine beer.
Barley, specially grown. Hop, mellow 2 weeks longer on the vine. That's the golden harvest for golden mellow Valentine beer. Next time, better make it Valentine. America's finest since 1840.
So have a cold and golden Valentine. From Valentine, golden harvest time. Refreshing and mellow every time. Golden mellow, Valentine, Valentine beer.
We pause for station identification.
This is WOKO, 1460 on your dial, the Capital District station with the sound reputation. 27 and one half minutes before 3.
In the last half of the third inning, Detroit leading New York 1-0. Ralph Perry leads off. Bobby Richardson on deck and Tom Tresh to follow. Perry's at 3 for 27. Frank Larry into the windup. Around comes the right arm, and the pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on, foul back, strike one. Outfield about straight away. Now the one strike pitch. It's bunted, but right out in front of the plate. Brown up with it. Throws on to first, and Perry is out. One away. Ralph Perry seeking to bunt his way on. Never got the ball past the dirt part of the infield before the grass, you know, the little cutout area around home plate. So he was an easy play. Now, Bobby Richardson flying to right in the first inning. Tigers 1, Yankees nothing. It's the last of the third. Frank Larry to the windup, and the pitch in there for a strike. Nothing in one. The one strike pitch. Curve is lined to short. Fernandez takes it for the second out. Two away. And now here's Tom Tresh, who grounded the second in the first inning. One to nothing in favor of Detroit. Two away in the third, and the pitch to Tresh. Starts him off with a curveball for a strike.
He's slow curving them a lot.
And the next pitch on the way. Fastball outside. 1-1. Actually, Larry hasn't had to work too hard as yet. The 1-1 pitch. Curve going inside. Ball 2-2-1. Detroit leading 1-0. Last of the third. Now the 2-1 pitch. Mid-sail tie outside. Ball 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two outs. The right-hander into the windup. In comes the pitch to Trash. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Full count. Made him swing at a bad pitch. He'll do that a lot. He'll get you so set up and figure he'll take a chance. He's got that kind of control. The ball looks good coming up. And when you swing, it's a bad ball. So with the count 3-2 and two outs, Larry's delivery is high outside, ball 4, and Tretch draws the walk. The Yankees now in this series. Swings and lines it into center for a base hit. Stopping at second is Trash. The throw comes in to Fernandez. And there are runners on first and second. Two outs and Maris up. Short in the first inning. There are two outs, 1-0, Detroit. They pitch outside, ball 1. Started to say a moment ago, the Yankees have had 3 walks in the series. Mossy gave up 1 Friday night, Aguirre 1 yesterday, and Larry 1 today. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 away. Frank Larry into the stretch, and the pitch. Curveball over. Strike 1-1. A 1-1 count. Trash moves off second. Pepitone off first, 2 away, 1-0 Detroit, third inning. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to back of third, out of play. A 1-2 count. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 on. 1-0 Detroit, it's the third inning. Getting the sign from Dick Brown. Into the stretch. Now the pitch. Outside, ball 2-2-2. Fastball, high and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and 2 on. 1-0 Detroit, third inning. Larry to the stretch, the pitch, and Maris swings and grounds it foul. He curved him in tight. Hit him on the handle that time. Moving that ball around well. Walsh on second, Joe Pepitone on first. Two out, a 2-2 count. Maris asks for time. Nye moves back in. And at this point, Frank Larry... takes his cap off and smooths his hair out. Now he's ready. End of the stretch. Runners lead away. The 2-2 pitch is... It gets away from the catcher. On the third goes Trash, and the second goes Pepitone. He threw a knuckleball. It's a wild pitch charged to Larry. On second and third, two away. Now the windup round comes the right arm, the pitch, and Maris swings, hits a foul down the right field line into the lower stands. Count remains 3-2. 1-0 Detroit, last the third. Trish on third, Pepitone on second, two out. Frank Larry pitching to Roger Maris into the windup. In comes the pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to left field. Going back is Colavito, makes the catch, and the side's retired. No runs for New York. One hit, no errors for the Tigers, two Yankees left on. And at the end of three innings, Detroit one run, three hits, no errors, two left on. The Yankees no runs, four hits, no errors, and four men left on base. Bill Rizzuto is going to come in and take over for me here in the fourth. Take an inning off. Then move over to the television side. Then we'll be back during the second game. And don't forget that Saturday, July 28th date that we were telling you about. All the great stars, 1937, will be back here again. And here's one right now at the mic.
Okay, Mel, Norm Cash leads off for Detroit here in the top of the fourth inning. Cash popped up to the shortstop in the second inning. Terry's curve is over, strike call. Tigers 1, Yankees nothing. On deck, Rocky Colavito. Terry's fastball is over, strike 2, call nothing and 2. Hikes those hands way up, keeps pulling on them. Now he asks for time at the plate. Outfield deep, a little around towards right on Cash. Norm hasn't pulled the ball too much in his series. Fastball low inside, ball one. Tigers without the services of their star right fielder, Al Kaline. One ball, two strike pitch, a curve, low inside, 2-2. Kaline's going to be out for almost 2 months. Fractured his right collarbone in a spectacular play to end the game yesterday. Checks the sign from Howard. Here's his stretch. Low curve foul at the plate. Hit the ground, hit Cash in the foot. Detroit now only three games behind the Yankees and the Indians, who both lost yesterday. Minnesota just one game behind. Angels tied with Detroit. Baltimore and Chicago are only 3.5 out. Tight race in the American League. 2-2 fastball hit on the ground, in the hole, and out to right field, a base hit. Just saying that Cash hasn't been pulling too much, and he hits one in the hole between first and second. A single to right field. That's the fourth hit off Terry, and it brings up Rocky Colavito, fly to left field in the second inning. That was the first hit for Norm Cash in the series so far. He failed to get a hit in the first two games. Detroit leading 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. Colavito points that bat out of the pitcher. Here's his stretch. Curve hit in the ground in the hole. Boyer's got a one-hand flip to Richardson for one. Back to first. Double play. And you can tell that Boyer's back in the lineup. He went deep in the hole between short and third. Caught the ball one-handed. Flipped off balance to Richardson. And Bobby's throw to Pepitone doubled up Colavito. Bill Lenz was making sparkling plays just like Boyer while he was in there. For the Yankees, their 33rd double play of the year. McAuliffe takes a curve on the inside corner. Strike called. McAuliffe fly to Yogi in left field in the second inning. Change up. Hit on one hop to Richardson. Bobby's got it. Throws to Pepitone in time for the out. McAuliffe can go down that line. For Detroit in the top of the fourth. No runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, nobody left. At the end of 3.5, it's Detroit 1 and the Yankees nothing. For the Yankees, Johnny Blanchard leads off. Johnny ripped a single to right field in the second inning. Each team has four base hits, and all eight base hits for both teams are singles. Frank Lowry into the windup. His pitch to Blanchard, a curve popped in the air to the right side. Jake Wood calls for it. Halfway between first and second, takes it for the first out. There's been a lot of first ball hitting in this game so far. Both pitchers with excellent control. So the batters are not waiting too long. Here's Yogi Berra hit into a fast double play in the second inning. Detroit 1, New York nothing in the bottom of the fourth. On deck, Elston Howard. Lined up by Larry. Curveball is over, strike called. And man, Larry has got a big curveball today. He's thrown a couple, look like they've break 6 feet. Larry comes back with a knuckleball, gets away from everybody and back to the screen, 1-1. I tell you, that Larry would get up out of his sixth bed to pitch against the Yankees. What a record he's got against them. 28 wins and 10 defeats since he's been in the big leagues against the Yankees. 1-1 curve, line foul, back into the stands. Oh, man. That ball was hit like a bullet. One of the young girls brought her glove with her today. Got the glove in front of the ball, but couldn't hold on to it. One ball, two strikes. One out and nobody on. Pitch outside and high, and the count's even at 2-2. Two-two delivery. Curve way high and outside. Ball three. Full count on Yogi. A pop-up to short left field. Colavito is moving in. He lost it momentarily. Now he makes the catch. Fernandez was going back, and Colavito was bending down almost to the ground trying to sight the ball. Even though he had his glasses down, it was directly in the sun, and those sunglasses will not help you when that happens. Rocky had to wait till the ball came out of the sun. Finally came in, made the catch. Two away. Here's Elston Howard. Ellie lined a single off the glove of Jake Waters. Jake made a tremendous try diving through the air to backhand his line drive. Got his glove on the ball but couldn't hold it. Two outs. Pitch to Howard. He started a swing, checked it, and it's ball one. Plate umpire Johnny Rice looked down at Hank Storr umpiring a third. Sometimes the plate umpire can't quite see if they've gone far enough around. Get a little help from the other boys. Curve outside. Ball two, 2-0. Cleve Boyle. Fastball, low ball three. 3-0 to Howard. Lowry has walked one man, Tom Tresh, in the third inning. Now the 3-0 pitch to Howard. Low ball four. Second walk given up by Lowry. Howard to first. Here's Cleve Boyle, fly to right field in the second inning. Gotten back in the lineup a lot quicker than everybody thought he would. Had an awful whack on his left wrist. Hit by a pitch ball. Norm Cash not holding Howard close at first. Pitch to Boyle, a curve line to left center. That's in there for a base hit. Bruton coming on fast. Howard starts the third, then comes back, and Bruton's throw comes in at second base. Boy, Boyle ripped that curveball like a bullet. Bruton got over there just in time, and that ball would have rolled all the way out to the wall. A long single for Cleve Boyle. And that's hit number five off Lowry. Brings up Ralph Terry, who in attempting the bunt was thrown out by the catcher, Dick Brown. Bobby Richardson. Terry taking a few practice cuts alongside home plate. Lowry stretches. Pitch outside. Ball one. Detroit one and the Yankees nothing here in the bottom of the fourth. Fastball fouled on the screen just below it. One and one on Terry. Boyle leads off first, Howard off second. Lowry stretches. Curve is hit in the air to left field. Calavito moves back, turns now under it, and makes the catch. Terry got pretty good wood on that ball. For the Yankees, in the bottom of the fourth, no runs, one hit, no tiger errors, two men left. And at the end of four, it's Detroit one and the Yankees nothing.
This is Bob Delaney. And now we're on the go again with the rest of the game brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.
Get into inning five. Terry still has preliminary pitches to throw. We'll pause for station identification.
A cheerful earful each Monday through Friday morning on the Bob Cathcart Show, 11 till 1 on the pacemaker station WOKO Albany, New York. 2.5 minutes before 3.
Okay, we're back in business here at the big ballpark. Man, if you had written out a prescription for what you wanted the weather to be for this doubleheader, this is it. It's just wonderful. Temperature in the low 70s. Got a wind 10 to 15 miles per hour blowing out to right field. Forecast is sunny and mild. And we have got a hot ball game. It is 1-0 favor the Tigers, and Chico Fernandez is first up in the fifth inning. This is the last third of Bob Sheffield's batting list. Ralph Terry delivers and gets... change up the fastball over for a called strike. Terry pitched in the first game as scheduled. Whitey Ford was supposed to pitch the other ball game, but he's going to have to miss a turn. That shoulder's kicking up. Curveball swung on and hit to left field. Barra moves over. Yogi has it. We have one out. Bob Turley is to get the start in the second game with Ford sidelined. Paul Fortach is going to pitch the second game for Detroit. It's a big day. The Tigers have come in here and won the first two. Yesterday's win was very costly, however. On the last play of the game, their star right fielder, Kaline, in a diving catch, got a broken collarbone. Brown stepped in, fouls the first pitch back. He's the right-hand hitting catcher. In the third inning, with one out, Brown singled to left. Larry, the pitcher, singled to center. Wood singled to left and got Brown in, and that's the run so far. Fastball, swung on and missed. Man, that was humming. That's what the ball threw up there by a real fastball. They say he can hum it. Oh, it hums. You know where that expression comes from? If you're up close to a fastball, you can hear it. Strike three. Struck him out with a high inside slider. That's his third strikeout. And now here's Larry, who, if he isn't beating the Yankees with his arm, is beating them with his bat or a combination. In his lifetime, he is 28-10 over New York. And that is something. He's pitching with a sore shoulder. At least he's recovering from a sore shoulder. He's got a 1-0 lead, which he helped to create with his clean base hit in the third inning. Swing to the ground ball down to third. Boyer going back to action today. Scoops it, throws over to Pepitone at first, and that's it. Crowd goes down in order. 1-2-3. Score end of 4.5 remains Detroit 1 and New York nothing. I'd walk.
Now, sir, perhaps you'll be good enough to tell the jury where you were on April 10th at 2:25 a.m.
Well, I started the car, and I was moving along.
I see, you were driving.
But actually, I was...
You mean to say you weren't driving?
I was cleaning my carburetor as I was driving.
Mr. Wilson, do you expect this intelligent jury to believe that you were operating a motor vehicle in the middle of the night and cleaning its carburetor at the same time? Come now, you're under oath.
So help me. I got this tank full of Atlantic Imperial gasoline. It cleans your carburetor while you drive and keeps it clean.
Are you testifying that a gasoline can actually clean a carburetor, smooth out idling, prevent stalling?
No. Not any gasoline. Atlantic Imperial.
I'm afraid I don't get it, Mr. Wilson.
Then you've got a dirty carburetor.
Pepitone 2-2. Bobby is 0-2 today. Fly ball to right and a line drive at the shortstop. The outfield gives him one step to left. The right-hander delivers high inside, ball one. Larry is a thickly built right-hander. He's physically strong. As a change of pace, hit high out to left center field. Calavito moving under it. Left fielder takes it. And we have one away. In fact, Frank Larry's middle name is Strong. Now we have Tom Trash, who hit a grounder to the second base in the first inning and walked in the third. Batting left-handed. Runs up the door with bunt and picks an inside curve, ball one. Larry stands seventh all time in the history of pitches for a total win against the Yankees. So the beat them the most was the great Walter Johnson, who was 60-41. Eddie Sackcutty was 35 and 24. Lefty Grohl was 35 and 27 against New York. Touch takes a strike, and it's now 2 and 1. Hal Newhouser was 33 and 31. Kovaleski was 32 and 26. South was 30 and 24. And here is Larry with 28 and 10. Ball three. 3-1. One down. Larry has missed 19 pitching days with his bad shoulder. He gets what looks to be a slider in there for a call second strike. He hangs on like grim death. And especially against New York. The 3-2-1. Swung on. There's a fly ball. Lost it into center field. Here comes Bruton, the top speed in the short center. Makes the catch. It's a beautiful outfielder. Now I have two up, two gone. And here is the boy, Joe Pepitone. He is 2-for-2. He rated Arthur Davis' column in the Times this morning. And in his last 4.5 ball games, he has 9 hits for 20 at bats. That includes a double, two triples, and three home runs. Takes care of on the outside. Ball one. Joe Pepitone. House has in his first base in his first game. There's a high fly ball to center fielder Bruton. Pepitone is out. Yankees go down in order. This is the first time that Larry has set him down without having a base runner to contend with. Totals at the end of 5. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for Detroit. No runs, 5 hits, no errors for New York. There's a bulletin on the scoreboard. It says, welcome 7 airmen, first to spot Scott Carpenter's life raft. They're sitting down by the Yankee dugout. The Yankees have got a week's road trip coming up. They're going Kansas City, then to Minnesota, then to Los Angeles. And they're back home week 10. And it is a real big week and a half. Tuesday night, the 5th of June, will be Cleveland. Bob Shepard over the PA is calling attention to the 7 airmen who are special guests. There's a reaction of the crowd. At Cleveland, Thursday, the night game Tuesday, the 5th, afternoon, the 6th, night game back again, the 7th. And the 7 airmen are standing up and receiving an ovation. Friday 98th of June, Saturday afternoon, the ninth, later day, and 2 weeks from today, it'll be a doubleheader with the Orioles, who still stay in for a night game the 11th of June. That's Monday night. Here's Jake Wood taking a curve from Terry, low outside ball one. Then Detroit is back in here, Tuesday night, the 12th of June, and the afternoon of the 13th. So that's big doing. Wood singled in the third inning to knock in the Tiger run, which is the only run we have in this first game. He's 1-for-2. Swings and grabs a foul outside third. Ball in the strike. Terry pitching, Howard catching. Pepitone at first base. Richardson at second. Church is at short. And Boyer, although his wrist is not completely healed, is back at third. As the curveball swung on, fouled off, strike two. The redoubtable Mr. Barrow is out in left field. Maris is in center. And the right fielder is John Blanchard. Manager Howard says, he said, I'm going for offense. He's also going for as many left-hand hitters as he can get. Fastball inside, ball two. Both ball clubs are playing without the stars, Mantle and K-Line. 2-2 pitch, curve swung on, fouled in the base. John Rice is the plate umpire. Joe Paparella is at first. Bill Kinnaman at second. And Hank Soar is at third. Pitcher pitch. Swung on. There's the ball. Hit straight out to Maris in center field. One out. We told you yesterday that there's a new development in the chest protectors in the American League. They are now using foam rubber chest protectors instead of inflated chest protectors. And the league, so that they don't have a transportation problem with them, they are bulky, the league is stationing two chest protectors at each umpire's dressing room all over the circuit. Here's Bill Duton taking his curve outside. Slender left-hand hitter. And the point they're coming to is that they say there are two chest protectors, one long style and one short style. Rice is using the short one. Curve swung on, foul back. George Meyer coaching at third. Phil Cavaretta coaching at first. Not a cloud in the sky. Two-one pitch. Going on a ground ball. Hit to first baseman Pepitone, who steps on the bag for the unassisted play. Now we have two outs. The Spanish blue sky we have today. If you haven't seen the typical sky over Spain, if you look out right now, this is a color that they generally are over there. They won nothing to Detroit. And here is old Pawpaw, Charlie Maxwell. He's got the job of filling in now in right field with K-line hurt. As a hot line by foul back of right. We were very sorry to hear of K-Line's injury, but we were delighted when we learned that it was the collarbone, that it is a lateral crack. No, it's actually a cracked collarbone. There is no separation. Whenever you got a separation on the collarbone, you may not throw again. But he will. But he will be out. Seems like 2 months. Max was swinging, fouls it back. Strike two. For a couple of years, Maxwell was a holy cow on Sunday, hitting home runs. They even went so far to fix up a special calendar for him that had nothing but Sundays in it. Example, in 59, he hit 12 home runs on Sunday, hit 31 for the season. 1960, hit 5 on Sunday and 24 for the season. There's a ball that is hit high out to Maris in deep center. Makes the catch for the third out. Last year, Maxwell only hit 5 home runs and hit 3 on Sunday. Score. End of 5.5 inning first game. Detroit 1, New York nothing.
If you're an average driver, you probably wear a good many hats in the course of a week. You're a school bus driver, part-time chauffeur, full-time commuter, even a truck driver when there's a load to haul in your car. And if you use Atlantic Imperial gasoline regularly, you can do a mechanic's job at the same time. You can clean the carburetor of your car as you drive. You see, Atlantic Imperial actually washes away harmful dirt deposits that build up on the carburetor walls below the throttle plate. Deposits that can cause stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste. And for as long as you use it, Atlantic Imperial will keep new deposits from forming. So start using Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
the sixth inning is Roger Maris. Roger's in the slot. He's 0 for 2 today. Swings and hits the ball into right center field. Maxwell goes over, makes the catch, and Maris can't get one safe. All right, one up, one away, and the batter is John Blanchard, who is 1 for 2. Coaching down at third. Wally Moses coaching at first. Frank Larry on the mound delivers a curveball over for the strike. It's low curve. The outfield is swung well into right field on Blanchard. The infield is overshifted towards first. Blanchard takes a half swing and the ball glances the bat. Foul, strike two. Larry pitching. Dick Brown catching. Cash is at first base. Wood is at second. Shortstop is Fernandez. And the third baseman is McAuliffe. Calavito in left. Rubin in center. And Charlie Maxwell is in right. They two strike pitch. Outside. Ball one. One and two. When Maxwell was playing regularly for Detroit, he played left field. And that's second. 1-2 pitch, curve swung on, hit foul down in the upper right field stand. And when Calavito was with Cleveland, he was the right fielder. And, however, when Calavito got over to Detroit, they had a right fielder named Kaline. And you didn't move him, because Calavito went to left. And I think there was some expectancy today with Kaline hurt that Sheffing might make the switch and put Calavito in a great arm back in right field. That just picks on the outside ball, too. But Sheffing said, no, Calavito has adjusted to left field. I'm going to leave him right there. Why upset two positions? So Maxwell, who's the utility outfielder, goes to right. The 2-2 pitch, fastball way outside. Brown had to dive for it. All right, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Curve swung on, and it's a high foul into the first base stand. So 3-2. That's the count. Tigers holding on to this 1-0 lead. They got the run in the third inning. With one out, three straight singles by Brown, the catcher, then by Larry, the pitcher, and by Wood, the second baseman. The 3-2 pitch again. Swung on and missed. A curveball. He struck him out with a breaking ball. That's his first strikeout. And now we have Barra, who would go for two, banged into a double play in the second inning. That field plays Yogi very much as a cool hitter, except for Calavito. They've got the left fielder straight away, the center fielder well over in the right center. They're giving Yogi all of left center and most of center. Swing to the ground ball to the first baseman. Cash has it. There's the race, and Cash wins by a two-step. So Yogi goes down, and the Yankees retired in order again. This is seven straight batters that Larry has knocked off. Totals at the end of six. First game. Detroit, one run, four hits, and no errors. New York, no runs, five hits, and no errors. Now let's see about the other fellas. In a single game, it is Boston 2, Baltimore 1 at the end of five innings. At the end of four and a half, Cleveland 4, Washington 1. Santana and Kirkwood hit home runs for Cleveland in the fifth inning. Cleveland and the Yankees are tied right now for first place. But they cannot be tied tonight when the firing ceases. Because this is only a single game that Cleveland is involved in. Doubleheader here. Doubleheader is being held up at Chicago with the Twins there because of rain. Los Angeles is Kansas City. New York is at San Francisco. Craig to start in the first game against Santa. Philadelphia at Los Angeles. Pittsburgh is playing a single at Houston. Chicago is at Cincinnati. The start of that game had been delayed because of rain, but now we have the warm-up pitches. Caldwell for the Cubs. Turkey for the Reds. Down at St. Louis at the end of 2.5. The Cardinals, 2. And the Braves, nothing. Well, there's Norman Cash. Finally got a hit. He had gone 0 for 17 when he singled in the fourth inning. One nothing Detroit. Here in the seventh, we have Cash, Colavito, McCullough. The tall, slender, right-hander, Ralph Terry, delivers. Breaking ball high outside, ball one. The pitch is a fastball, low outside, ball two. 2-0. Is well ahead on the count. In just a second, here's Manager Chaffing coming out of the dugout to talk to Cash. Now he's coming out to... No, he's coming out to talk to plate umpire Wright. And Chaffing is pointing to Terry out on the mound. Apparently he's complaining... Wait a minute. Save. The 3-0 pitch is low inside, ball four. Terry and Howard do not like the call on that. Howard is barking a little bit. And so Cash throws a base on ball. First walk given up by Ralph, who doesn't walk many. And what Cheffing is complaining about, I think, is the fact that maybe Terry's shirt sleeves are not exactly level. They're not even. The sleeve on his right shirt seems to be a little shorter than the sleeve, left arm sleeve. Now we have Calavito up there, 0 for 2. Bunt up toward third. It's a good one. It moves Cash easy down to second. Boyer picks it up close to Papadon, and Calavito is out. That was a neat bunt. He had the third baseman deep because he didn't expect him to bunt. But he did, and he moves Cash easily over to second base. The Rockies out 5-3 if you're scoring. You know, the thing about scoring a ball game is that you just number the nine positions. That's the basis of it. And the routine way that most people score, the accepted way, is pitcher one, catcher two, first baseman three, second baseman four, third baseman five, shortstop six, left fielder seven, center fielder right fielder nine. Then you use a K for a strikeout, the W for a walk. I put down an SH for sacrifice, DP for double play. And that's into it. We just like to make it sound complicated and mysterious. Now we've got Dick McAuliffe, who is 0 for 2. The whole idea of scoring is to keep some sort of a record so that you can look back inning by inning and not have to trust that most deceptive of all things, memory. McAuliffe swinging, fouls it off. And the real basic thing about scoring is it doesn't make any difference what numbers you want or what sequence you want to use or what other little code figures, as long as you can read it. If you can read it, that's it. That's one thing the Commissioner of Baseball's got nothing to do with. You just score the way you want to. A lady who was scoring, and her husband wanted to know, what did this mean? T-H-O. She said, put him on. Based on ball, well, what's the matter with that? My caller takes high outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Runner at second base, one out. Jerry has to be careful. Base hit, picks up a run, and... runs are rather valuable around here. We've only got one. Detroit. Pitch is swung on at a high fly ball out to Maris in deep center field. Cash is tagging up at second. I think he'll go over. There is the catch. There goes Cash. Here comes the throw, and Cash comes in standing. So, fly ball to center. By the way, in case you're curious, that is not a sacrifice fly. The sacrifice fly is only scored when a fly ball gets in a run. Now, had Cash scored from second base, it would have been a sacrifice fly. And I'm not just joking. There have been some fast ball players on deep fly balls to center field, and especially the center field didn't have a great arm, that have scored from second. I know Frank Fish used to do it at the Polo Grounds when you could hit him a ton out there, you know, deep center. Here is Chico Fernandez. Two men are out. Runner at third base. Walk, sacrifice, fly. Fernandez, right-hand hitter. Takes a wide one. Ball one. Thrown hard. In the third inning, when Terry got in trouble and was hit for the run, Tex Clevenger was warming up in the bullpen. The Yankee bullpen is going again right now. Third ball is in for the strike. Hawk may want to go for a hitter for his starting pitch in the last of the seventh, because the pitcher is coming up third. And Clevenger's up again along with Marshall Bridges, where you have a right and a left-hander. 1-0 Detroit. Tough series, isn't it? Foul ball by. Down wide of third. Boyer up with a recover. Throws and gets in. Cuffeton with a nice stretch. Brings in the ball. Fernandez is out. Third to first. And that is all for the bid. No runs, no hits, one left, no errors. Score and 6.5 of this first game continues to be Detroit 1 and New York nothing.
That's a bouncing ball. And here's news about service that's on the ball. Athletic Red Ball Service. Stop at any Atlantic station with a Red Ball sign. Buy as much gasoline as you want. Weather permitting, your Atlantic dealer guarantees to check your oil and clean your windshield, or you'll get your money back, your gasoline purchase free. This unusual guarantee was started by Atlantic dealers. They make the offer at their expense, so they're sure to give you top service every time. Remember, you get your gasoline free, your money back, if your Atlantic dealer fails to check your oil and clean your windshield. Get this guaranteed Red Ball service now, only at the Athletic Red Ball.
Ronnie Klein coming on to relieve. K-L-I-N-E, take over for Larry. And he will be pitching to Howard, then to Boyum, and then to the number 9 spot. And of course, the station identification.
He's here every Monday through Saturday mornings from 6 till 10 to tell you why and when. Jeff Davis time on WOK.
Every swung on, hit foul. We're up to the plate upstairs. Right, 2-2. The Yankees will be gone for a week. Kansas City, Minnesota, Los Angeles, and then they come back and catch Lightning in a bottle again. Cleveland, Baltimore, Detroit. Here's the pitch. And it's low, ball three. They have three games with Cleveland. Night games on Tuesday and Thursday, June 5th and 7th. A day game on the 6th. Five-game series with the Orioles. 3-2 pitch is low outside. He walks as the left-hand batter, and up comes Colavito. And Ralph Houck is out of the dugout. He was in the same spot in the first game. But Bridges struck out Cash for the second out, and Colavito's coming up. Oh, it was in the ninth inning. And Houck brought in Jim Coates. And he's going to bring in a right-hander now, and it may be Jim Coates again, but we'll see. Baltimore will be here Friday night, the 8th, Saturday afternoon, the 9th, doubleheader Sunday, the 10th, and Monday night, the 11th. Detroit comes right back Tuesday night, the 12th of June, and Wednesday afternoon, the 13th. Will be Dex Clevenger coming in to pitch to Colavito. And we'll pause for station identification.
A cheerful earful each Monday through Friday morning on the Bob Cathcart Show, 11 till 1 on WOKO Albany, New York. Scott Carpenter's press conference directly following the ballgame. 30 seconds before 7, the time now.
Yankees won the first game 4-1 for any who may have tuned in late when Scarron hit a ninth inning three-run homer to break a 1-1 tie. Frank Larry and Ralph Curry were the starting pitchers, but it was Coates who was the winning pitcher. He worked the one batter, and Gallagher the loser. Gave up five hits without a run. His arm tightened, and then Ron Klein came in and worked a third of an inning. Gave up two hits and one run. An inning in which the Tigers used four pitches, one short of the record. The Yankees had the bases loaded, nobody out, got one run in, and that was when Scarron batted for Peppertone, hit a little trickler down the third baseline, tried to score. Then in the ninth inning, after a walk and an error, Scarron put runners on first and second. Scarron missed a bunt. Richardson was running and was out at third base, but as he slid, he kicked the ball out of McCullough's hands and went safe. But that changed Ralph's house strategy. And he let Scarron swing away, and he hit it in the sand. That's where this whole series has been. Here's Rocky Colavito. Bruton on second, Cash on first, two outs. Sex Clevenger, the right-hander. Delivers, curve low outside, ball one. Center popped to second, grounded to third. 2-0 Tigers. Clevenger six, low ball two. Throwing the sinker, but missing the strike zone. McAuliffe is on deck. Nothing pitch. It's low. Ball three.
3-0 pitch on the way is over. Strike one, clean one. A 3-1 count on Colavito. Off second, Cash off first, two away. And the 3-1 pitch, swung on and hit foul down the third baseline, strike two, full count. On second, and Norm Cash on first will be off and running with the pitch. Tigers leading 2-0 after dropping the opener 4-1. Dex Clevenger brought in the pitch to Colavito. Full count. End of the stretch, runners ready to go. There they go, and the pitch is low outside, ball four. Bases are loaded. And up comes Dick McCullough, left-hand batter. Bruton moves to third, Cash to second, and Colavito to first. Is loaded, and Dick McAuliffe, who fouled the third, struck out and singled. He's a batter. He singled in the seventh with one out and scored on Fernandez's double. McAuliffe, Fernandez, and Wood have really been the big guys of the bat in this series for Detroit. Now with three men on, here's the pitch. It's in there for a strike. And Colavito leading the way, the windup, and the pitch. It's low for a ball, one and one. Wood has had a pair of two triples. McAuliffe, a such three-run homer, and scored the second run in this game. Runners lead away. The 1-1 pitch to McAuliffe. Outside, ball two, 2-1. Three men lead away. The 2-1 pitch to McAuliffe is low, ball three, 3-1. And the 3-1 pitch. It's low, ball four, and the fourth is in a run. Billy Bruton comes home. Cash moves to third, Colavito to second. Three straight walks with two outs and one on have given the Tigers a run. They lead 3-0, and the batter is Chico Fernandez, who has been the other big gun. He hit a homer, made the difference Friday night. He had a double in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and line foul for a strike down the left field line. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. One run in, 3-0 Detroit. It's the eighth inning. Cash on third, Calavito on second, and McAuliffe on first. Check Clevenger into the windup, and the pitch on the way. Swung on line into left field for a base hit. Scoring Cash, Calavito around third. He comes in to score, and the Tigers have a big inning. Fernandez singles to left to drive in two runs. Cash and Calavito, three runs in the inning, and it's 5-0 in favor of Detroit. Up comes Mike Rourke, who struck out, grounded to third, and fouled to the catcher. Dex Clevenger walked two and given up the single. Three walks and a single with two outs. The pitch inside for a ball. McAuliffe stopped at second. Sails inside, ball two, 2-0. Clevenger's delivery swung on, grounded to short. Stretch up in it, close to Richardson, forcing for Andy. Drives retired. Three runs for Detroit. Two hits. No Yankee errors. Two men left on. And at the end of 7.5 innings, Detroit 5 and New York nothing.
So golden mellows good. Today's Valentine beer. Have you tried it? So golden mellow's good.
Golden mellow, Valentine, Valentine dear.
Barley, specially grown. Hop, mellow 2 weeks longer on the vine. That's the golden harvest for golden mellow Valentine dear. Next time, better make it Valentine. America's finest since 1840. So have a cold and golden Valentine. From Valentine's golden harvest time. Refreshing and mellow every time. Golden mellow. Valentine, Valentine, dear.
Play in the last half of the eighth inning. Joe Pepitone, Roger Maris, and Johnny Blanchard coming up. Bubba Morton in right field in place of Maxwell, for whom he batted. Time has been called for a moment. Tigers are leading by a score of 5-0. And someone broke loose on the field, and the police have him, and he'll spend the night in the judge, according to the law. Second, struck out and popped out to short. Paul Poitras into the windup, and the pitch to Joe, swung on and missed. Strike one. Nothing and one to count. The sixth hit he has allowed, gave up two in the first inning. Next pitch swung on and missed. Strike two, nothing in two.
Boy, Jack went the distance against Boston on the 11th of May. Otherwise, he's not gone more than six innings and seven two-thirds innings last outing. Next pitch is high and away. Ball one. One and two. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball outside. Two balls. Two strikes. Strikes on Joe Pepitone. Next pitch is swung on and popped foul. Coming back toward the screen and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Swung on and foul back. Count remains 2-2. A 2-2 count on Joe Pepitone. Ball for attack ready to go. End of the windup, and the pitch swung on and popped up. And behind the plate, Rourke under it, waiting, and who has it? Run away. Here's Roger Maris, who had an infield hit in the first inning, flying to center, and doubled in the sixth. Is outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. A 1-0 count on Rod. And the pitch. Outside, ball two, 2-0. 5-0 in favor of Detroit in the eighth inning. Nothing pitched, and Maris takes outside the ball three. 3-0. Yankees take on off tonight for KC. Play there tomorrow night, Tuesday afternoon. The 3-0 delivery is low, ball four. Maris draws the walk. Up comes Johnny Blanchard, who's down at the first, single to right, and flies to center. The three runs scored in the first half of the eighth inning. Two were charged to Bridges. One to Clevenger. And those charged to Bridges are the first nine runs off in this season. The pitch to Blanchard is low and inside. One ball, no strike. Swung on as a tap foul down the first baseline to Wally Moses. 1-1 the count. Wally hadn't had too much traffic down that way today. And, of course, the throw happens around the third. One pitch is up high. Ball two. 2-1. balls, one strike, one out, one on. 5-0, Detroit. It's the eighth inning. Jack's delivery is in there. Strike two. Got the outside of the plate. The largest American League crowd of the season out here today. 46,776. Largest National League crowd. A little over 52,000 out of Los Angeles back around April 10th. Next pitch, low inside. Ball three. Full count. Two pitch. Sails outside for ball four. And Maris moves to second. And out of the dugout now is Bob Cheffing. Fields is called for. Attack is tiring and with a good big lead. Knowing that they can be dissipated in a hurry. Some managers will go ahead at one extra hitter and some won't. He's out there talking to Poitak now. And he may have his mind made up already. He's going to let him stay in. Most managers have their minds made up before they go after him. You ought to hear the stories they tell you about the times of pitchers. So let me just pitch this one more hitter. See if I can get him out. Before he's back to the dugout, boom, there's the next ball into the stands. Elston Howard, nothing for three. Takes the curve just outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. 5-0, Detroit. It's the eighth inning. Yankees won the first game, 4-1. And the next pitch. The top sails inside. Almost 60 NY off Howard's uniform. Without permission of the cross. Two balls, no strike. Maris on second, Blanchard on first, one out. And the pitch, low outside, ball three. You can see he's tired. I guess Bob figured the fellow's done such a great job up to now and let him go on if he felt like it. At least one more batter. And the 3-0 pitch. It sails inside. Ball four. They're loaded up. Maris moves to third. Blanchard to second. Howard to first. Hector Lopez is the batter. Klein and Nishwitz are in the bullpen. Cheffing has not come out. For a strike. Lopez struck out twice and popped the third. Three men lead away and the pitch. It's in there. Strike two. Nothing in two. This has been a weird series. Strikes on Hector Lopez, one out, the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. How about that? Walked three men in a row and turned around and struck out the next man on three pitches. Here's Cleet Boyer. Walked, struck out, single to right.
5-0 Tigers, 8th inning.
Cleet will be swinging the first pitch if he thinks it's his liking. Here it is, and it's outside, ball one. Maris on third, Blanchard on second, Howard on first. Two down. Yankees have men on base in every inning. And stayed there, too. Here's the pitch. It's a little outside, and Boyd Jenkins didn't like that one. Ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Three men on, 5-0 Detroit, and the pitch. It's tied, ball three, 3-0. Back now, I'll just fire this one down the middle. And it is outside, ball four. Forces in a run. He aimed it down the middle, the ball just sailed away. Maris scores. Blanchard to third, Howard to second, Moyer to first, and Scarron will back for Covington. Started with a run batted in, and 5-1. 4-1. And here's the Moose, who won the first game with a home run and a 2-on. Drove in all the Yankee runs. And the pitch. Outside, ball one. Jake Wood for the unassisted fourth out of second of Boyer. One run for New York without benefit of a base hit. 4 walks. There were no Tiger errors and 3 Yankees left on. 11 bases left on in this game. 10 of 8 innings. Detroit 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. With 6 left on, Yankees 1 run, 6 hits, no errors, 11 men left on. On the Valentine scoreboard, Baltimore in 11 innings beat Boston 4-2. Stock beat Rabbit. Robertson Bullock were the starters. Home runs, Brooks Robinson, Russ Snyder, Jim Gentile. Gentile's 15th to lead the league. Cleveland took Washington 5-3. Perry beat Daniels. Home runs, Franco and Kirkland and Johnson for Washington. Minnesota knows out Chicago in the first game 5-4. Tot beat Herbert. Banks homing in the 6th with 1 on. The second game will be Lee and Pizarro. Kansas City took a Los Angeles 3-2 in the first game. Wickersham the winner, Duren the loser in relief. Donahue started. Second game 1-1 and a 2.5. Gerber and Fisher. In the National League, the San Francisco Giants beat the Mets 7-1. Sanford besting Craig. Hickman homered the San Francisco in the 8th inning. In the second game, the Mets lead 3-0, down to 3.5 innings. Jackson against McCormick. Hickman homering in the second with 2 on. Los Angeles 4, Philadelphia 0, down to 7.5 innings. Williams for Los Angeles, bound for Philadelphia. Short in the 6th, Sullivan in the 8th. Roseboro homered for the Dodgers in the second. Howard was on, Frank Howard, but he failed to touch third base for only 1 run scored. Roseboro. It had been 2 outs when any runs, no runs would have been scored. He's lost the homer. Pittsburgh beat Houston 7-2. Long, all the way to win. Johnson, the loser. Cincinnati shut out Chicago 10-0. Perkey, all the way to win. Cardwell, the loser. Coleman and Simpson homering. Simpson with two on. I believe that's Simpson's 13th home run. Milwaukee beats St. Louis 4-3. Shaw all ready to win and Gibson the loser. We pause for station identification.
This is WOKO in Albany, New York, the pacemaker station. The time is 7:31.
Jim Bouton comes in to pitch for New York in the ninth inning. And Paul Poinsack is up. The delivery swung on and hit foul. The on first is going to be out of play. Strike one. Tex Clevenger, whom Bouton replaces, worked a third of an inning. Allowed one hit to go in two runs. He walked a pair. And was charged with one run. 5-1 Detroit. Ninth inning. New York won the first game 4-1. Mountain's delivery is in there for a strike. Nothing in two. This young fellow could be of great value to the Yankees before the year's over. Curve outside, one and two. He has lots to learn. As don't we all. But what I meant was, of course, he's relatively inexperienced. The next pitch swung on, hit off the pitcher's glove out to second. Richardson up with it, puts on the Pepitone. Poinsack is out. And a fifth for Bouton. Here's Jake Wood. Grounded to short, popped to second, tripled to left center, and popped out to second. Mr. Wood is inside for a ball. A 1-0 count. And the delivery. It's inside. Ball 2-0. Tigers 5, Yankees 1. It's the ninth inning. Swung on as a high fly ball into left center. Maris moves under it. And he makes the catch. Two away in the ninth inning. And the batter is Bill Bruton. Hit by a pitch ball, grounded to second. Sacrifice fly to center, and an infield hit to short. Bubba Morton on deck. Jim Bouton pitch. It's a little bit outside or perhaps low. A 1-0 count. And the pitch is outside. Ball 2-0. The 2-0 pitch is swung on, grounded to second. Richardson bobbles it, picks it up, close to first, and just in time. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. The end of 8.5 innings. Detroit 5, New York 1.
Taste how golden mellow good a beer can be. Taste today's Valentine beer. Golden Mellow Stood from the Golden Harvest. Valentine's Golden Harvest is barley, specially grown, and hops mellow 2 weeks longer than any other. Next time, better make it Valentine. Valentine beer, America's finest since 1840.
So have a golden, golden Valentine from Valentine, Golden Harvest time, refreshing and mellow every time. Golden mellow, Valentine, Valentine be.
Bruton in the last of the ninth takes the strike. Paul Floyd back with a 5-1 lead. Top of the New York order. And the pitch. It's in there. Nothing in two. Bobby has had 2 for 4. Now the two-strike pitch. It's serve low outside. Ball one. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Tiger trainer had an imaginary gun in his hand trying to shoot some live pigeons. Here's the pitch, swung on, looped in the center. Coming on is Bruton, and he's picked. One away. I'll mark him for 7 putouts in this game. Trash up. Batting left-handed against Paul Foytak, and the pitch is outside and high. Ball one. And the next pitch. In the strike one. 1-1. Five to one Detroit. It's the ninth inning. Yankees won the first game 4-1. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch, high outside, ball two, 2-2. The 2-2 delivery swung on and fouled off beyond third, out of play into the upper deck. Now the 2-2 offering. High ball 3, 3-2. Out on Tom Peck. The 3-2 pitch swung on and bounced down to Cash. First baseman outrun Peck first, and they're two away in the last of the night. That brings up Joe Pepitone. He's nothing for 4 in this game. Now the pitch swung on. There's a high fly ball in the center. Bruton under it, and he makes the catch, and the ball game is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left off. And the Tigers take the second game 5-1, and 3 out of 4 from the Yankees.